You're listening to 594 ABC Western Victoria. Dan Glover with you, and Jala Pulford is a member of the Legislative Council for Western Victoria from the Labor Party, and she joins us now. G'day, Jala.
Good morning, Dan. Good to be with you.
So in your opinion, what's wrong with the budget?
Look, this is a budget that is all about projects in Melbourne at the expense of regional communities for a government that says there's no money for TAFE. They're very small amounts of money for things like the crisis in domestic violence in Victoria. There's a purported $27 billion. Mr. Delahunty said, you know, Melbourne has a big population, it's a big population centre, a significant part of Victoria's population, and that's true, but it's all about proportions. And when 25% of people in Victoria don't live in Melbourne, it doesn't seem fair that only 4% of the infrastructure funding is being spent in regional Victoria.
They are spending a fair bit on rail and road in Western Victoria, though, for example. I mean, what else would you want to see?
Look, I think the things that really matter to people in regional Victoria have been completely neglected by this government. So this is a government that is spending twice as much on prison beds as it is on hospital beds. This is a budget that demonstrates the onward march of the privatisation of aged care beds. This is a budget that looks set to abandon 15 hours of kindergarten funding and that does nothing at all about reversing the devastating effect of this government's cuts to TAFE.
They are building they're doing a lot of infrastructure projects, and yes, they're in Melbourne, but they're big projects. They're going to create a lot of jobs, and would Labor do as much infrastructure as the Liberal government are deciding to do?
Well, the Labor Party has a commitment on regional roads funding in the order of $1 billion, and we will be in a position to outline our plan for regional Victoria and our commitments in due course. But today it's for us all to reflect on the decisions and the choices that this government made yesterday. And they're talking about projects, some of which aren't expected to be completed before 2027, while they're abandoning victims of domestic violence. They're getting out of aged care provision, leaving kindergartens in the lurch, and regional Victorian communities are getting just a very small share relative to population. The other thing I think that listeners right across rural and regional Victoria will be very concerned to hear, though, is that this budget also doesn't provide the funding to save the National Centre for Pharma Health. This is, an award-winning, extraordinary centre that provides very direct on-farm medical advice and health services. It also does research and advocacy. The work that they do is being copied by the Canadian government. It's that fabulous. They say it's the best in the world that they've been able to find. And this government cut funding to the National Centre for Pharma Health in 2012. The last of the funds have now run out. The lifeline that was needed to keep that centre open was not provided yesterday. And this is just an appalling thing. And the National Party have spectacularly failed to stand up for farming families and save the National Centre for Pharma Health.
In terms of money to support farmers, there is the $35 million Food to Asia Action Plan, obviously in a very different part of policy. But do you support that plan?
Farmers, the agricultural sector is an enormous contributor to the Victorian economy, a very significant part of our export industries. There are some 60,000 or so Victorians that derive their primary source of income from farming, and everyone knows that one of the most important things in making any industry productive, making any workplace productive, is the well-being of its workforce. Now, this is, as I said, you know, if you count up all of the, you know, if you believe the numbers and the government's commitments all the way, you know, into 2027 and beyond, this is a budget that has billions of dollars for projects in Melbourne, but not $1 million a year for the National Centre for Pharma Health. And I think that says a lot about this government's priorities and its city-centric view of the world.
Well, Jala, thanks for giving us your thoughts on yesterday's budget.
No worries. Good to be with you.
Jala Pulford, member of the Legislative Council for Western Victoria from the Labor Party, giving her party's response to yesterday's state budget. You're listening to 594 ABC Western Victoria.